WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
Well, in the WNRN studios this morning with me is Andy Freeman. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Ann.
So glad that you're back here in studio. I was reminiscing, frankly, as I was getting ready for this interview about accosting Paul Carreri. I think it was even New Year's Eve of last year, and saying, oh, your friend Andy Freeman just put out this really cool record. It's great. And had no idea at that point that Paul had produced the record, and he was beaming and happy that I had liked it so much. But I really liked this album with your group, at least at that time, called Other Failures. But yeah, you've got a new incarnation, the Golden Winners. Who's that, and how did this all come together?
The Golden Winners are a different bunch of musicians. I'm still very good friends with the Other Failures. Just wanted a different sound. I've been writing a lot of new material, and it just doesn't match the gritty rockabilly late night honky tonk barroom sonic landscape that the Other Failures and I have been accustomed to dishing out. So this stuff is more acoustic based. I just found some different musicians to travel with and play these songs with. It's been a lot of fun. Fiddles and banjos and stuff like that.
Well, I like fiddles and banjos.
Yeah.
So you'll be in good company with my taste anyway. Also, I would imagine that it does take a lot to keep a band together. I mean, I was just talking with someone yesterday that, you know, his incarnation is always under his name, but basically he does have different people who come and play with him on occasion because, you know, other people have other obligations. Did that also play into kind of a change up of musicians as well?
You know, the latest incarnation of Other Failures had always been a changing shift of characters, but the latest incarnation has been pretty consistent for about two years or so. And you know, they have other projects that they're doing, and I'm sure we'll play together again. It really was an artistic decision, you know, on my part. They're totally cool with it. They've got other things to do, so it's not like they're, you know, sleeping in the street or anything like that. Really, just artistic thought. I just wanted to change it up a little. I'm always changing. You know, the first time I came here, 4 years ago, I didn't even play guitar yet. You know, I was a poet, and people were asking me, "What's with the guitar?" And I hope always to be asked, "What's with this? What's with that?" You know, life changes. It changes the way you should handle your art. Maybe one day I'll come in here with a drum and tuba band. I don't know. You know, life calls and the art answers.
Right. Well, I look forward to that day, the drum and tuba band. I hope that you'll be using my oldest daughter with her euphonium that she likes to play. Andy, let's hear a tune, new or old, from you.
Right.
Your choice.
Why don't I start with a new song? This is called Time for Church. It's time for church. It's 5 o'clock. Pour a drink. Let the record play. It's time for worship. In a quiet place. Collect my tears. Listen to the sermon. Ward off all fear. Pour another. Do it again. It's Sunday evening. The sky is Brooklyn Dodger blue. The car's already moved. I'm standing. Mm-hmm. When I was a boy, I told my grandpa, there's no God for me. I live through poetry and read Robert Henry. My guiding force, when I close my eyes, art leads me through the dark to cut the wheat from the chaff, to find pure religion. I need it like Sunday. And Grandpa cried, the sky is Sandy Colfax blue, the car's already moved, I'm staying in. It's time for church. It's 5 o'clock. Pour a drink. Let the record play.
WNRN. Andy Freedman is my guest this morning in WNRN studios. He's playing tonight at Clementine Cafe in Harrisonburg, and we'll be playing the Southern coming up on Sunday. And we got some tickets to the Sunday performance with Andy Freedman. You got a whole cast of characters playing with you on Sunday night at the Southern. I was kind of intrigued with the lineup. We had the Leroys come and play right after the fall fundraiser, and frankly, it was excellent medicine. I needed some honky-tonk in my life at 9 o'clock the next day, and they totally delivered. It was really fun. And you also, of course, have
Keith. Yeah, Keith Mars from the Crooked Numbers. And we're going to just decide to make a party out of it. It's Sunday night, after all. It's time for church.
It's time for church.
Yeah, and I'll have my Golden Winners with me, and it'll be a great time.
And who are the Golden Winners?
Phil Minisalli. He's the lead acoustic guitar player and plays harmonica also. And he's from Pennsylvania, and he lives now out in eastern Long Island, the legitimate part of Long Island. So he can be trusted, I like to say. David Gates, my friend, the journalist, and he used to be the senior arts editor at Newsweek. He plays banjo and mandolin. He wrote the great book Jernigan and Preston Falls. And he's been traveling on and off with me for years. We became friends. We were both doing a reading together, and we both name-checked some lyric from an old Doc Bog song in New York City in our poetry, and we became friends ever since then. And actually, Lee Johnson's been traveling with us from the Leroys, the bass player, and I met Lee through David Gates, because Lee is also a great fiction writer, and David introduced me to Lee. So that's how that whole family thing happened, but it's been fun traveling with Lee, too.
Well, let's remind the listeners kind of a bit of your journey to where you are now. My first meeting of you was a friend of Paul Carreri. You were also the person who was put together this record label that he was putting his records out on, City Salvage, and you, of course, have yours out on that as well. But you really were kind of a person putting together these poets and books and pictures and kind of had... Tell a little bit about the shows you were putting on before you started setting your poems to music.
Sure. You know, in my mind, I'd never been a musician. I never sang, ever. But I've been listening to music my whole life. So in my mind, I was doing then exactly what I'm doing right now. But that only was true in my mind. Although, since I didn't have the guitar, I used projections of my paintings and drawings and photographs. And my argument to myself, I like to argue with myself, was that when you're listening to a songwriter, like what I'm doing now, you're sort of biologically transfixed by the sound of the instrument and the sound of the music, right? And then you're pulled in by the language, the physical, in this case, English, the words, the things they're saying. You add those three things together, and it's just mesmerizing in every way. So I would go to seedy dive bars, rock clubs, and my argument was that I would, the pictures would bring the people in, and then I would accompany these pictures with my lyrics, which at the time I spoke. It was music and lyrics to me, but it was pictures and poems. And before long, I started adding musical accompaniment, and members of that band encouraged me to start strumming a guitar. It's easy, you just know three chords, you know, and I learned three chords, and sure enough, it was actually David Gates who said, you know, those pictures are starting to become a distraction. You're becoming a songwriter. And I decided to just go for it and trust that. Again, as an artistic experiment, let's see, you know. It's true. It's really, music has served its purpose in my life, you know. You write a song while you're driving. You can't paint when you're driving.
Andy Freeman's my guest this morning. He's playing tonight, Clementine Cafe in Harrisonburg, and Sunday night, a whole extravaganza worth of music there at the Southern with Keith Morris, Crooked Fingers, the Leroys, and, of course, Andy Freeman and the Golden Winners. Andy, another tune for us?
Mm-hmm.
What do you got for us now?
Let me play you another new song, if you don't mind.
Absolutely not.
These are all unrecorded songs. I wrote a lot this summer. Up in Woodstock, New York, my wife and I and my two kids, we rented a cabin in the woods, and I guess there's something about that. And this is actually about a fellow who lived up in Woodstock named John Harold from the Greenbrier Boys. John Harold drove into the night. John Harold drove into the night. Headed north on 87 to his rented log cabin. The club owner put up a fight. The curtains on his windows were thin. Sun bleached the memorabilia within. John ate oatmeal from a bowl and his clothes were too small. And he drove a white Nissan sedan. Roll on, roll on, John Harold, roll on. Roll on, John Harold, roll on. Roll on, John Harold, roll on, roll on, roll on, John Harold, roll on. John Harold drove into the night. John Harold drove into the night. After the show, he had to go. The club owner put up a fight. Now the Greenbrier Boys were a band. From New York City, they went Pan-American. You gotta understand, I wanted to shake John's hand. He was there when it all hit the fan. Roll on, roll on, John Harold, roll on. Roll on, John Harold, roll on. Roll on, John Harold, roll on. Roll on, roll on, John Harold, roll on. Vin played him on Idiot's Delight. And I knew John Harold had died. There's a photo of him with Ralph Rinsler and Dylan on stage at the Gaslight. John didn't have kids or a wife. That club owner didn't treat him right. I wonder who drives his car, who plays John's guitar. John Harold drove into the night. Roll on, roll on, John Harold, roll on. Roll on, John Harold, roll on. Roll on, John Harold, roll on. Roll on, roll on, John Harold, roll on.
WNRN. Andy Freeman's my guest in the WNRN studios this morning. He's playing tonight, Clementine Cafe, and Sunday night at the Southern, along with Keith Morris, the Crooked Fingers, and Leroy's. We put together this band with fiddles and banjos, Golden Winners, and tell us a little about this the tour you're on.
Oh, well, I've been touring with the Golden Winners since August. So it's really, you know, it's that we're just visiting all of our favorite places, really. And this actually, these are the last three shows with the Golden Winners. this year, obviously. And in January, I start my Alone on Guitar tour. And that's been something that I've been doing occasionally. I've been playing a lot with Jeffrey Focalt, who's a wonderful songwriter from originally from Wisconsin, but he lives in Massachusetts now. And the two of us have been swapping songs on stage, or sometimes we'll each play a full set. And it's the first time I've ever really done that, just myself on a guitar in front of an audience. And it's so much fun and people seem to dig it. So I'm going to start traveling with that in January, and I'm coming back here, in fact, on Friday, January 22nd, to do the Alone on Guitar tour show at the Southern.
So you'll be back again
soon. I'll be
back
again in about a month and a week. Yeah.
Cool.
With the Alone on Guitar thing.
Is Jeffrey Focalt going to be with you? Or?
No, not at that time. I'm sure it would be great if the two of us got here at some point, and I bet that's in the realm of possibility. We love playing with each other. But even when he comes here by himself, you should go see him play. He's great. I know you know his stuff.
I'm really kind of intrigued, actually. We're kind of getting off topic, but with his John Prine Covers album.
Yeah. It's a great record.
Indeed.
Great treatments.
It's kind of nice to hear someone put their own twist on some great songs. And, of course, that's what, you know, you wouldn't want to put out a cover album unless you were doing that. And, of course, Jeffrey did do that. But it's just kind of, I love John Prine, and I'm so glad that he put out that record. Tell us a little bit about your influences. Are you a John Prine lover as well?
Sure. Absolutely. If I had to put out a record of covers, though, I don't think it would be a John Prine covers album. I think the first guy I think of would be the cover of Dave Van Ronk songs or something, although he's only written maybe a dozen of them. But there was a great interpreter that he just made every song his own. I grew up, I really grew up on the American pop standards. My dad is a classically trained singer, and he used to sing in wedding bands in the Catskills in the heyday of the Borscht Belt of the Catskills. My grandpa was an agent for strippers and comedians up there. Came from a big show family like that. And then, growing up in Long Island, I always like to say Billy Joel was my Woody Guthrie. It all started there for me. But I grew up on those four basic food groups, I like to say, of, Springsteen, Joni Mitchell, Leonard Cohen, Tom Waits, that kind of stuff. And from there, I found all the old country and country blues, which I now consider religion.
It is religious, actually.
Yeah.
I like the way that they serve up the truth.
Yeah,
which is religion, I guess, in some ways serves up truth in its own way.
And they remind you that it's utilitarian. It reminds you that you don't actually have to be a Juilliard trained musician to be able to express yourself in whatever way you need. You just need one chord. What do they say? Two chords in the truth, one chord.
Three chords, I think, actually.
I've heard one chord in the truth when you listen to some of the older stuff. But yeah, three chords in the truth. The important part is the truth, you know. And any way you want to shake it out is you as an artist, you have the right to do. It is religious. That's it.
Well, Andy. Another live tune for us this morning?
Sure. This is a good... I think this is a morning tune. It's the title track to the album that I put out this year called Weary Things. I drank too much last evening, and the singing left me sore. My eyes don't feel like looking, it's a quarter after four. My hand that holds my head up, and the table feels too hard. Moon's a memory, cat is sleeping in the yard. Yesterday was a tough one, tomorrow more the same. There's nothing you can do about it, so listen to the rain. Sometimes it gets so lonesome, but we're really not alone. Weary things in a heartbeat, wherever do I roam? I come to you, you sing to me. We're in love with all these weary things.
Yesterday was a tough one. Tomorrow, more the same. There's nothing you can do about it. So listen to the rain. Sometimes it gets so lonesome. We're really not alone. Weary things in a heartbeat. Wherever do I roam? I come to you. You sing to me.
Live music in the WNRN studios this morning with Andy Friedman. He's playing with his band, the Golden Winners, tonight at Clementine Cafe. And what are you doing Saturday night? Andy, we didn't talk about that. Are you going
Saturday
further?
Saturday night, I'm going down to Hampton, Virginia.
Hampton, Virginia.
Yeah, we like playing down there. We play in Norfolk and Hampton.
So if someone's going to be at the beach this weekend, they can
this
check
the,
you out.
This is the weekend to be at the beach.
In mid-December.
We're playing in Hampton. We've invited, tonight also in Harrisonburg, we've invited our friends, the Carpenter Ants, from Charleston, West Virginia, to come down and kick off the show, and they're going to do some sitting in with us, too. And you may have heard the Carpenter Ants, some members of the Mountain Stage Band, the NPR Mountain Stage Band, are in that band, and they've played on Mountain Stage plenty, and they're wonderful three-part harmonies, gospel stuff. Wonderful guys, and they've been doing this a lot, traveling, meeting us in a city, opening up, and mixing in with our band around the middle of the set. It's a lot of fun, so we'll be doing that tonight and tomorrow.
And then Sunday.